Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
The benefits of a little stress. On our most recent leadership podcast, Greg and I were talking about the idea of not trying to eliminate stress from our workplaces. I know that may initially sound counterintuitive, but it actually makes a lot of sense when you really think about it. You can check out the full conversation we had on the Craig and Greg show. I've shared that link in the show notes, but I'd especially like to direct your attention to this clip. The quote Greg is referencing right at the beginning of the clip is from Andrew Murray. It goes like this: "A great team begins to happen when you have the right people on the bus in the right seats and the bus breaks down. They work through the crisis. They get back on the bus. They're sweating and tired. All of a sudden, something magical happens. They begin to talk to each other. Culture happens through crisis. Unfortunately, many team environments have structured the crisis out." Check this out.
Look at how many organizations. I mean, it's hard to win. It's hard to stay at the top. And if you look back through the history even of business, you see some companies that they were just the behemoth. They were so up on top of the heap. And where are they today? You know, they might not even be in existence anymore. At some point, they got like so big and they're like, we're untouchable. Oh, yeah? Look what happened. you're not even around anymore. And so I think that success can cause you to become a little short-sighted. It can cause you to let up a little bit. You're not pushing like you did before. Because it's like, what got you there? Why are you stopping? You know, you were hustling. You were pushing. And now you're like, oh, we don't have to do that anymore.
Do you think some success in organizations without stress and crisis, not purposeful chaos or purposeful toxic, that kind of thing, is there something to be said for when there isn't crisis that our company maybe is atrophying and it's so hard to know, right?
Sure.
So maybe that's one of the goals for us, you know, in our, as we finish up, is all right, have that assessment of, do you feel we're as sharp as we can be?
Right.
What do we need to add to it? But I love that crisis creates culture, redevelops it, or defines it.
And, yeah.
But we avoid it like the plague.
Yeah, right.
And yet you think, but we're avoiding something that's going to make us stronger.
Right.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know. Yeah.
Well, and it's, I mean, we realize it when you say, all right, if I'm going to lift weights,
true,
I have to lift weights that are pushing my muscles beyond what is comfortable for me. If I'm just sitting here going like this and I'm just lifting it, you know, well, that's easy.
I'm just going to do it a lot.
I don't even break a sweat. I can lift it a whole bunch of times. Yeah, but you're not doing anything.
Right.
But it's, so we understand that when it comes to like physical exercise, but then all of a sudden we take it into the corporate world, mm-hmm, take it into our organizations, and we're like, oh, we don't want to have any stress here at all. Well, that's like just trying to lift these tiny little weights then.
Right.
If you're going to push beyond where you are right now, it's going to struggle. It's going to create stress. There's going to be sometimes that you feel like you have some micro setbacks.
Yeah.
But
they're not permanent.
They shouldn't be permanent. They should be where they're.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.